If you could ever get your eyes open to where you could see the invisible world, you'd have a heart attack. You wouldn't be able to make it. If you were to see these ghastly beings, these demons, from little bitty microscopic critters to the great big ones, they're all sizes. It would scare your socks off. Or if you were to see, in fact, the night that we did get to see a 7 foot tall angel in our bedroom, I mean, you talk about a woman running over you backwards in bed. My wife woke up, I'm laying there asleep, and all of a sudden she screams and starts backpedaling and nearly run, pushes me off the side of the bed on the other side, and I turned over and she said, "Do you see him?" And I looked up and here's this giant being, and he's bending over like this, doing this, and then he turns around and takes one step and he's gone. And he is at least 7 foot tall. Now what would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night and this critter standing beside your bed? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And one leg was standing in the table. Not on the table, in the table. His body could go through it. So it scared her socks off. And he's almost as tall as the ceiling. You know, so you talk about a woman that screamed, she screamed. But can you imagine if we could see all of these critters? I mean, you think they're probably angels in this place right now? Oh, yeah, sure. They're here. They're here. Because Jesus is here. You think there's demons here? Oh yeah, there's a few demons running around here too. They're just like a bunch of hounds. They're waiting to grab a morsel of meat wherever you sin. They want to just bite you. That's the way they are. That's why he calls them the cruel ones, these devils. And he calls him the thief in John 10:10. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Now then, if we obey God and do what he says, we're going to have abundant life. Everybody wants the abundant life. Nobody wants sickness and disease, but they want to live in sin and have it. And you can't. The two do not mix. Just like water and oil. It does not mix. You can see young people today that are living with somebody out of wedlock, and they're sick and afflicted, or their children are sick and afflicted, or all kinds of problems are going on in their life, and their life is not good. And they want to know why I have such a bad life. I can tell you, it's sin. If you want it to be good, all you got to do is repent of your sins. And in fact, I'll tell you a story. When I was talking about having sex out of wedlock a while ago, the most awesome story that we have, right after Cheryl and I, we hadn't been married long, whenever a couple came to me over at the other church in Dallas. Actually, he came to me and said, "We'd like to meet with you and your wife and talk with y'all." I said, "Okay." So we set up an appointment with him. And he says, "My wife and I have been married 25 years and she wants a divorce." I said, "Well, why?" He said, "Because I can't have sex. My wife, she's put up with me for 25 years. And I said, "You mean y'all have had no sex for 25 years? He said, "No, we had sex for about 6 months after we got married." I said, my next question to you, did you have sex before you got married?" "Yes, we did." I said, "Well, tell me the whole story." He said, "Well, she was married to a very bad guy that was not a Christian. I was married to a very godly woman. I was a missionary, and my wife died. And so I came back to the States and said, I was still a young man. And said, I met this woman, and she was filing for a divorce for her husband, and I fell madly in love with her, and her husband was a very mean guy, and he was such a gentle, nice man that I just fell in love with him immediately, and said, naturally, when we fell in love with each other, we wanted to go to bed together, but we both knew it was wrong. So he went to our pastor and said, you know, my to-be wife is waiting for a divorce to be finalized. And we're going to get married. So since we're going to get married, would it be okay if we move in together before we get married?" And the pastor said, "Of course, it'll be okay." Well, let me tell you, the pastor gave him some rotten advice. His advice did not line up with God's word. So they moved in together and had a normal sexual relationship for 6 months. Lived like man and wife, married, in a house together. Everything was great. And then her divorce was finalized, and they got married. And for about 6 more months, their relationship was normal. And then he became impotent and could not have sex. So for 25 years, they had not had a sexual relationship. I said, you know, you sinned. And God judged you with what you sinned with. He judged you so you can't have sex. And she said, if he would just hold me and cuddle me, anything, but said, he won't do nothing. And I said, why don't you at least love her and hold her? He said, well, I can't go there, can't do nothing, so why do anything? I said, well, at least you could love her and hold her. You know, that would help her. You know, but he said, well, I just hadn't done it. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you two will both repent, both of y'all are guilty, both of you. I said, we serve a merciful God. I said, so if both of you will repent and tell God you're sorry, then I will pray the prayer of faith for you, and I believe that our God will forgive you, and I believe he will restore you. So we did all that, and 3 Sundays later, the man came to church that Sunday morning, or that Sunday evening, and he said, Pastor, I wished I'd have met you 25 years ago. I said, what happened? He said, I woke up this morning and I could go there. He said, for the first time in 25 years, my wife and I had a normal sexual relationship today. He said, I wished I'd only known this 25 years ago. He said, if I'd have known it, I would have never have sinned. And therefore, his relationship with his wife would have been normal all those years. So now they're both happy. Isn't it amazing what sin does to us? Don't go there. The results are devastating. They'll make you sick and afflict. There's a lot of ways to be sick other than just being physically sick. And that's one way to be sick. If you're married, this woman wanted to have sex with her husband. He wanted to have sex with her. That's what they couldn't live without. But God showed them that they could for 25 years. Now, how many of you would like to be married to a woman or a man and couldn't go there for 25 years? Nobody, you know. God made sex, and he made it as a wedding present to those that get married. And to those that get married and wait, and then they have sex after they get married, it is your wedding present, and he will bless it forever. And you'll have a wonderful sexual relationship with your wife. You will enjoy it, but don't try to do it out of wedlock, because it won't work. It'll bring devastation into your life. You do not want to go there. Now, in the old covenant, sealed in the blood of animals, provided healing, because the scripture that we just read, we already read this, I got a little ahead of myself a while ago, in Exodus 15:26, it said there clearly, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That was under the old covenant. And now then I'm going to go to Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So what does he send to tell you that he's healed you? His word. Yeah. When you get it in your spirit that his word means what it says, then I'll show you what, something else he said here in Psalms 103. Psalm 103, verses, in fact, let's just read all five, read the first five verses of Psalm 103. Let's see what he says. The Word of God, first Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5. Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now then, when's the last time you walked around blessing the Lord? I hope today. I hope on the way up here today. I hope you were blessing the Lord, praising his holy name. Because that's what you and I are supposed to do, right? You know, people, it seems like when you walk around saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. You know, lots of people think there's something wrong with you. This boy's got a loose screw somewhere. All he does is praise and worship the Lord. But hey, what am I doing when I praise and worship the Lord? I'm being obedient to his word. Is that right, young lady? You think he expects that from you too? Yes, he does. Do we do it enough? No, that's right. We do not do it enough. Most of us don't do it enough. And then he says, after we bless the Lord over and over and over, he says, then forget not all his benefits. The benefit package is out of this world. Now, I'm telling you, the health and welfare plan that they're trying to put together for you in Washington, you don't want it. You don't want it. And I'll tell you what, if they pass it, if they do pass it, this is one guy that will not buy their plan. I may go to jail, they may have to feed me, or they may starve me to death, but I'm going to let it be on tape. I will not purchase the health and welfare plan that they're going to force me to because I have the best benefit package in the world. Why do I need another one? My benefit package has not cost me a dime in the last 15 or 20 years. Ever since I've learned this benefit package, I received this benefit package, and I have not spent a dime in the doctor's office. Not one. Not on my own self. Look at what he says in verse 3, 4, and 5. Who forgives all my iniquities and heals all of my diseases? How many of my iniquities does he forgive?
All.
How many of my diseases does he heal if I believe him?
All.
Once I get rid of my sin, you notice the order he put here? He forgives your iniquities, your sins, and then he heals all of your diseases. Then look what verse 4 says. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Do you like that?
Yes.
Now then, why do we listen to Christians say these kind of things all the time? Well, I'm just past 50. I'm over the hill. You ever hear a Christian say that?
Yes.
Too often. In fact, I used to have to there was a guy down there, he wanted me to fix a deal he had one day, brought this thing in, had some little troubles with it, and he was a friend of mine. He said, I want to bring my, for catering something, I forget what he called, out, and I need you to help me fix it, so I use it to cater with. I said, okay, he's a friend of mine, so I thought, okay, bring it out. I said, what is it made out of? He said, mostly wood. I said, okay, so bring it. So he brought this thing out, and you know what this thing was? A black casket. Made out of wood. It had drawers on the side that you pull out, had knives and all kinds of stuff. And when you took the lid off of the coffin, that's where you put all the food and all that kind of stuff. I said, what do you do with this thing? He said, this is what I have for people's 40th and 50th birthday parties. Those that are over the hill. One foot in the grave, another on a banana peel when you're 40. And that's what you see yourself. No, thank you. No.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.